Walk into the big exhibit hangar at Oshkosh, past the glass panels and the parachute displays, and somewhere along the row you'll find a little black box sitting on a table under bright lights. No propeller, no airframe. Just a box, a wiring harness, and a spark plug clicking away on a loop so you can watch the spark jump. People walk right past it, and they shouldn't, because that little box is quietly trying to kill off one of the oldest pieces of technology still bolted to the front of your airplane. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about the Magneto, why it has survived for more than a century, and the electronic ignition systems that are finally starting to replace it. Let's break this down. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated CFI the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. So, let's start with the thing being replaced, because you can't appreciate the new box until you understand the old one, the Magneto. If you fly a typical piston single, you have two of them bolted to the back of the engine spinning off the accessory case. And here's the piece of engineering that has kept them around for 100 years. A Magneto makes its own electricity, it does not need the battery, it does not need the alternator. It is a self-contained little generator that spins a magnet past a coil, builds a high voltage, and fires your spark plugs completely on its own. That's why, in your run-up, you check the mags by turning the key and watching the RPM drop on each one. And that's why your engine keeps running, even if your entire electrical system fails in flight. Alternator quits, battery dies, panel goes dark, and the engine just keeps humming, because the Magnetos never cared about the battery in the first place. Here's what most people miss. That independence is genuinely brilliant engineering. In 1918, when you had no reliable aircraft battery and no alternator worth trusting, a self-powered ignition was the only sane way to keep an engine lit. The Magneto solved a real problem, and it solved it so well that we're still flying it. But it solves a 1918 problem, and it carries 1918 compromises. A Magneto fires at a fixed timing, usually somewhere around 20 to 25 degrees before the piston reaches the top. That timing does not change. It's the same at full power on takeoff, and it's the same when you're leaned out and loafing along in cruise at 8,000 feet. But the engine doesn't actually want the same timing in both cases. At low power, at altitude, with a lean mixture, that fuel burns slower, and the engine would genuinely prefer the spark to happen earlier. The Magneto can't give it that. It fires when it fires, full stop. Second problem. A Magneto is a mechanical device, full of moving parts. It has points that open and close, a rotating magnet, bearings, a distributor cap, carbon brushes, all of that wears. That's why the manufacturers want you inspecting them at 500 hours and overhauling them at engine overhaul. Points erode, timing drifts. A tired Magneto is one of the most common squawks a piston mechanic sees. And third, the spark itself is relatively weak, and it gets weaker at low RPM. Right when you're cranking a cold engine on a frosty Oshkosh morning and you need a strong spark the most. The slower the Magneto spins, the weaker the spark. That's backwards from what you'd want, so that's the incumbent. Reliable, independent, proven, and fundamentally a century old. Now let's look at the box on the table. Electronic ignition takes the concept that has been in your car since the 1980s and brings it, carefully and with a lot of certification paperwork, to the aircraft engine. Instead of a spinning magnet and mechanical points, you get a crankshaft position sensor, a little computer, and a solid-state coil that dumps a much hotter spark into the cylinder. No points to erode, no mechanical timing to drift. And here's the part that actually matters for performance. That little computer knows engine RPM, and in the more sophisticated systems, it knows manifold pressure too. So, it can vary the ignition timing. It advances the spark when the engine wants it advanced, up high and leaned out, and it pulls the timing back for takeoff. It's doing the thing the Magneto physically cannot do. The data tells an interesting story here. Operators running variable timing electronic ignition typically report a few percent better fuel burn in cruise. Call it a half gallon to a gallon an hour on a lot of four-cylinder engines. Easier starts, because that hot spark lights a cold cylinder on the first blade. Smoother running when leaned aggressively. And spark plugs that foul less because you're firing them harder and cleaner. Now, the company most people point to in this space is Surefly, with a product they call the SIM, the Spark Ignition Module. And the reason it got traction is that they were clever about the certification path. Surefly built the SIM as a direct replacement for one Magneto, Same drive, same mounting pad, same footprint. You pull one mag, you bolt on the electronic unit, you keep the other magneto in place. They earned a supplemental type certificate across a long list of Lycoming and Continental engines, and they sell an experimental version too, which is why you'll see it on so many home builds parked out on the flight line. So the typical setup right now is one electronic ignition and one traditional magneto, and that combination is smart engineering, so let's talk about why. Here's the honest weakness of electronic ignition. It needs electrical power. That solid-state box does not make its own electricity the way a magneto does. So if you went with two electronic units and then lost your whole electrical system, you'd have a problem. That is the exact scenario the magneto was invented to survive. So the hybrid answer is elegant. The electronic unit gives you the hot spark, the variable timing, the better fuel burn, the easy starts. And the remaining magneto sits there as your independent backup, making its own power, ready to carry the engine if the electrical system ever quits. You get most of the modern benefit while keeping the century-old safety net. SureFly also builds an internal backup power source into the sim so it can ride out a brief electrical hiccup on its own belt and suspenders. Now let's be balanced, because I promised you pros and cons, and I'm not here to sell you a box. The cons? It's not free. You're looking at a few thousand dollars for the unit, plus installation, and on a certified airplane you're paying a mechanic and living inside that STC's approved list. Your airframe and engine combination has to actually be on the list. It might not be. Second, it adds a dependency. A magneto is beautifully dumb. An electronic ignition is a small computer with sensors and connectors and a power feed, and every one of those is a new thing that can develop a fault. The reliability record so far has been good, genuinely good, but it is a newer system with fewer decades of field history than the magneto has. That's just an honest statement of where we are. Third, the fuel savings are real, but modest. If someone tells you this box pays for itself in a year, do the arithmetic on your own hours before you believe it. On a light flyer who puts 50 hours a year on the airplane, the payback is measured in a long time. The stronger arguments are the easy starts, the reduced maintenance from deleting one magneto's overhaul, and the smoother lean of peak operation, not a dramatic fuel bill. And here's a subtle one that the engineering-minded among you will appreciate. When you install variable timing, you are changing when peak cylinder pressure occurs, done right, within the approved limits. That's a benefit. But ignition timing is not a knob to play with casually, because too much advance at high power is exactly how you get detonation, and detonation is how you hurt cylinders. This is precisely why the certification matters and why the approved installations lock the timing curve to what the engine can safely take. This is not the place for improvisation. So what's the honest timeline? This isn't vaporware. It's here. It's shipping. You can walk up to that table in the exhibit hangar this week and buy one. The experimental world has been running electronic ignition for years, and the certified world is steadily catching up. One engine model on the approved list at a time. The direction of travel is clear. The magneto is on a slow glide toward retirement. But slow is the operative word. There are hundreds of thousands of magnetos still flying, and they will keep flying for decades, because they still work and because certification moves at the pace it moves. And that, honestly, is the whole story of Oshkosh in one little black box. This is where the experimental crowd proved the idea first, out on the flight line, on airplanes they built in their garages. And this is where the certified manufacturers come to show the rest of us that the idea has matured enough to bolt onto a factory airplane. AirVenture is the bridge between those two worlds. The experimental hangar is the laboratory, and the main exhibit hangar is where the lab results grow up and get a paper trail. So next time you're walking that row, stop at the box that clicks. Watch the spark jump. That's 100 years of ignition engineering meeting its replacement right there on the table. My thanks to SureFly, to Lycoming and Continental, and to the folks in the exhibit hangars who spent 20 minutes walking me through the timing curves. If you want to dig deeper, we keep links at radiohangar.com. This is Vector. Go look at the boring box. It's the most interesting thing in the building.